Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Lima's afraid he's gone soft. This is about quarterbacks. This ain't about anything else here. Tell me why. I think you've been listening to Peterlin too much, and you're afraid you've gone soft.
You got on the phone with me yesterday. You never want to be accused of that. My God. No, kidding, of course.
That's not a shot at Peterlin.
Kidding, of course.
That came off like a total shot at Peterlin. I didn't mean it like that. He has just been vociferous in his love of Shedeur Sanders and want to draft of Shedeur Sanders. And you are going, man, it's January 23rd, and?
And I don't have a strong conviction right now on what the Browns are supposed to do. I think there are a lot of bad options if we're talking about what can the Browns do to become a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Like, what can they do to get on the level of Kansas City, which is in a level of their own? Whether they can get out there and get where Buffalo is, or, you know, even you just saw them lose, but Lamar Jackson, that's still a team that... How do you outperform them over the course of a season? You don't. Baltimore, like, I don't have a way for the Browns. Normally, I have these fixes. Like, before, I'll admit, I thought Deshaun Watson was the fix. I thought he was an elite quarterback, and I thought that was the easy fix to upgrade from Baker. Obviously, was not. And all that stuff blew up, not only in my face, it blew up in Browns fans' faces because the Browns did it, and it cratered. I don't know the move right now, and I'm not really finding anybody that has an assurance or a way that the Browns can become Super Bowl contenders next year. They can make the playoffs next year. That's the NFL. You saw that Houston 2 years ago. You saw Washington last year.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm more inclined probably to just throw the dice on a quarterback at the top. I know it's what Daryl says. You can't take a quarterback to take a quarterback. Well, I'm hoping all along that you've done the work, and if you have a grade on these quarterbacks that warrant a first-round selection, then, yeah, the players get taken all over the first round that can end up helping their team make the playoffs.
He doesn't want to do that. Well, you can't just take QB to take quarterback. I know that. I think it makes everybody go the opposite of what you just said. Like, oh, I throw my hands up and let's take the quarterback, and I assume they did the work. I think that everybody feels differently. If we're not going to approach the playoffs, or we're not going to approach a Super Bowl – then what are we all doing here?
Well,
are we just?
Could, are no, we just? I do think they could make the playoffs. I think rookies. You just saw Bo Nix, and what did people think about Bo Nix going into the season? And he was good enough. He's not great. He's not going to be on Mahomes level. I people try to bring up Drew Brees. I'm not seeing it, but you can do it. But in terms of what it would take to get to the Super Bowl, I also don't think Kirk Cousins. I don't think Derek Carr. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo. We can go through the whole list of potential Justin Fields. I don't think any of those guys do that either.
I think that makes them go, okay, then I want to save all this for a person I actually care about, or for a person I can actually be talked into. They want as perfect a prospect as you could possibly find. And, of course, wouldn't everybody, since you haven't had a real quarterback since Bernie Kosar, you had a good quarterback at one point, but obviously that went out the window. So if you've had 1.5 or 1 2/3 of a quarterback over the last 30-plus years, yeah, people are going to want a perfect quarterback. But I'm telling you right now, I don't think you're going to have the perfect prospect next year, because I think it's more of a guessing game than it's ever been.
How would they get the perfect prospect?
By losing as many games as possible next year.
How would you do that? Getting rid of,
by not taking a quarterback.
You'd not take a quarterback. You'd trade Myles Garrett.
Yep.
You'd bottom out.
Well, you can't do it right now because of the cap hit implications.
But you would
bottom out and you would tank. So many people are signing up for that.
No one wants to do that. No, I don't hear anybody that wants to do that.
Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
I don't. Every time we talk about Myles Garrett trade, everyone's like, that would be it. I'm done with the Browns forever.
Well,
so
then you
I don't know anybody that even wants to do that.
Then you better call me up and tell me that there's reasons why you can have some sort of faith in Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry then. Because if you don't have any faith in Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, you can't have two things at once, guys. It can't happen that way. You either are suiting up and getting ready and trying to make a run at a reasonable record in 2025, whatever that may be. I'm thinking in the neighborhood of 8-9, 9-8, somewhere in there. I mean, anything more than that is really... I mean, I think people will look at that and roll their eyes at that and think that that's unrealistic. But anything more than that, certainly unrealistic. You're either trying to do that, or no, I'm not bringing in anybody then. And I'm not going to sit here and talk about Myles Garrett staying here and being upset with it if then I don't trust Andrew Berry and I don't trust Kevin Stefanski. You can't have it both ways. So pick a route and go. That I don't blame you for not standing up with conviction and pounding the table. I think it's harder than ever to find a quarterback. And let's be honest, with your history, you haven't exactly hit it out of the park. Of course, it's easy to say you don't hit it out of the park when people aren't afraid, when people are afraid to put it out there. You've put it out there before, and you know, Deshaun Watson certainly hasn't worked out for us. And who brought up the other quarterback that Anthony wanted that ended up sucking
Carson,
up the room?
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
He was an MVP
yeah.
candidate, and then he broke his back, he broke his legs, and then he lost it upstairs.
Lyman's not here for his teammates in many situations.
Yep.
Lyman's not here for a long time. He's here for a good time.
That's right.
You know, both of those guys had some good times there in their first stops. You can't keep Miles and then tell me you don't want them to take anybody. If you're keeping Miles, you're picking up a veteran and you're taking a young quarterback. That's what keeps Miles.
Miles doesn't want to sit through 7-9 and no young quarterback.
No.
Like, and even it is hard for Miles because a young quarterback in most cases does not do what Jaden Daniels or CJ Stroud did. In most cases, there's a learning curve. And, you know, again, Patrick Mahomes sat a year. I mean, famously sat a year. So
yeah.
How many years down the road does Myles Garrett have to wait for this whole thing to work out?
I think it's come to a loggerheads now, because by the end of next year, are you going to be able to get the return on Myles Garrett that you want? And remember, like, we're not even discussing this right now. You have a guy who's making $18 million. How much is one of the Boses making? $34 million? And that what Nick Bosa is making? Was it Nick or
younger,
Joe?
It's the younger one.
So Nick Bosa is making $34 million. Chris Jones is making $30 million. And Myles Garrett is making what?
25.
Guys, we haven't even scratched. He's making $25 million. Lima said it was like 19.
It's like 18 or 19 on the contract, okay. But it averaged out to 25 a year.
Perfect. Thank you very, very much. So that's, we haven't even scratched the surface of that. That's a guy who's going to want an extension and want some more money. If you're not trading him, then you're extending him. Well, what's that going to be on the cap hit later on? And you're going to run out of time where he's the only guy you can trade a first-round pick for. The only guy. So you're going to have to put up or shut up soon. So guess what? You're going to have to take a veteran, regardless. You can take a guy number two overall. You can trade up number one, and you're taking a veteran. You're going to get a veteran, and you got to get a young quarterback somewhere in that draft. Somebody that you can believe and make Miles and your other guys believe that you can do this, that you can approach the playoffs. Brett and Chesterland, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Morning. How are you?
We're doing okay, Brett. Go right on ahead.
Hey, I'm willing to blow this whole thing up. I mean, I'd get rid of Ward. I'd get rid of Garrett. I don't want a journeyman quarterback. I would trade down, get draft picks, and build this thing for the new stadium, if there is even going to be a new stadium.
Well, if you don't want a journeyman quarterback, then you're going to have to take one at the top, aren't you?
Well, I mean... No, I don't want any of these quarterbacks. I mean, I'd bring back Winston. I mean, what the hell? I mean, you're not going to win with this roster, I don't think.
So
I'd blow everything up.
So are you willing to tank it out for a year? Because eventually you're going to have to start to build up eventually.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the plan. You start building this year. If you trade down, get multiple picks. If you trade Garrett, you're going to get a first rounder. If you trade Ward, you're going to get a first rounder. You would assume. So I'd build through the draft.
Can I take a stab at why you say that? Can I take a guess at why you say that? You don't trust Andrew Berry. Is that it?
Well, I mean, if he's around, he's obviously going to be making the picks.
Well, that's
a problem.
But Brett, I'm just asking your boy. You just said that's a problem. I'm just asking your opinion. Do you or do you not trust Andrew Berry? I guess that you don't. Am
no,
I right? Okay,
no,
you don't.
You're right. Yeah. No.
Well, then you don't want to trade Myles Garrett this year, because if you trade Myles Garrett this year, guess who's making the pick with that trade that you made?
Not necessarily. If you trade him this year for a pick in a year or two, if you trade him this year, and the team obviously stinks again this year,
mm-hmm.
this upcoming season.
Okay.
Berry and Stefanski are going to be gone, or at least one of them is going to be gone. I would assume a Berry for sure.
But if it was your job, would you trade for a pick in the future that you're not even guaranteed to make?
Yeah,
yeah.
I get what you're saying, but that's Jimmy Haslam's call. I mean, that's why he Jimmy Haslam could easily go in there and say, "I want him traded." He can easily do that.
Yeah, he can do it. It's his team. But then, you know what? If he does that, you know how many people are going to call me up and tell me that the owner needs to get his nose out of the Browns football business? See, nothing's perfect, Brett. Nothing's perfect.
I know, but he has been out of the – he really has been out of the business. I mean, you know, maybe – I don't know. We're in a catch – it's a catch-22. This team is not going to win with this roster they have, and that's why I said I'd blow everything up. I have no problem with that. And like you said – you're going to have to pay Garrett here eventually. I mean, and he's going to be long in the tooth.
I would think would happen here, like, because Brett, there are no outs. They've left themselves with very little. Brett, thank you very much for the call. Like, we're talking about insurance and things like that with the current quarterback that's not going to play for the team again. He'll be on the roster, but not going to play for the team again. They've left the fans with no outs. You don't trust the guys making the picks. Well, they're not going to trade for picks that some other guy might make. You don't trust the coaching staff. Well, that guy's not going anywhere right now. I don't trust any of the quarterbacks
right now,
I'm going to waste time of the players, and then
where,
if we want the owner to get involved,
disagree.
That's a totally different
thing. I'm not going to sit here every day and say I don't trust anybody, so we shouldn't do anything. Like, I don't understand that as an approach to trying to make the Browns better. They have to operate like a normal franchise organization. They can't be thinking, you know, day by day, well, we might not have a job next year, and nor do I want the fans thinking, I don't trust anybody, so we can't take good players.
In less than 4 minutes, can you give me a plan and tell me why I'm wrong?
I mean, I can try, yeah.